A reading from Proverbs chapter 1. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head, and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods, and we shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called, and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand, and no one has heeded. Because you have ignored all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shortly after Solomon became king in Jerusalem, the Lord appeared to him during the night in a dream and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon asked for a discerning heart to govern the Lord's people and to distinguish between right and wrong. This request pleased the Lord, who said to Solomon, "I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings." Last Wednesday, from the book of Ecclesiastes, we heard some of the wisdom Solomon received from the Lord concerning the vanity, the meaninglessness of acquiring many possessions and great wealth, but not receiving from the Lord the ability to enjoy them. This evening's reading from the opening chapter of Proverbs is something of an introduction to the book. It doesn't include what we might think of as proverbs, for instance, bad company corrupts good character, or poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is honored. Rather, we have two addresses. The first is from a father to his son. The other is from Lady Wisdom, to those who live in a city, a warning particularly to simple ones, scoffers, and fools. In the verse before what you heard read, Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." This helps orient us to the wisdom the Holy Spirit led Solomon to share in his writing. The wisdom and knowledge of Ecclesiastes and Proverbs is not about being smart or knowing lots and lots of things, nor is it about gaining power or acquiring wealth. Rather, in the book of Proverbs, Solomon would have us learn that wisdom comes from God through Christ, that wisdom is a free gift from God received through faith, that wisdom cannot be possessed apart from God's gracious work in Christ, and that wisdom conveys Christ himself and therefore confers sonship, righteousness, and everlasting life. As our Lord himself says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And yet it is they that bear witness about me." The father's address to his son might be summarized by the proverb I quoted from St. Paul: "Bad company corrupts good character." This father warns his son not to be tempted by those who would burgle and steal and rob. Their intention is to find all precious goods and to fill their houses with plunder. Those who have little and who see their prospects as limited might be enticed to throw in their lot with such schemers. To join them is short-sighted, however. Ultimately, the father counsels, those who prey on other people lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways, he says, of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. One of the blessings our Lord provides us, one he protects with his fourth commandment, is our parents. While for the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Through the words of this father, and through our hearing of them, Solomon is teaching us that God gives you and me a position of sonship alongside Jesus, and instructs and teaches us not to limit our options or keep us from reaching our potential, but rather that we would not wander away from the faith and pierce ourselves with many pangs. He would have us remain in the house of our gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, receiving all we need in this life, and in the end, as a merciful and gracious gift, an eternal place in his home. Lady Wisdom addresses herself to a city. Wisdom in Hebrew has a feminine gender. Later on in Proverbs, we find that she seems to be identified with the one St. Paul said, "God has made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption, namely Christ Jesus." But that's for another day. Lady Wisdom calls aloud publicly in the markets, at the head of the noisy streets, and at the entrance of the city gates. Everywhere people gather, accepting no one from her warning and invitation. She confronts gullible people who love being simple, who have no desire to learn fear and love of the Lord. She asks, "How long will mockers delight in their mocking, and how long will fools hate knowledge?" But she doesn't only confront and implicitly condemn. She also invites and promises. If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. As you know, these are gospel promises. The things which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So it's not just those with godly parents who refuse to indulge their children's sin and rebellion, but all people that the Lord wants to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth that sets them free. The truth of God's mercy and grace in Jesus Christ. The truth that is able to save even the foremost of sinners. The Lord is a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But who will by no means clear the guilty? That last, too, is included in Lady Wisdom's warning. She invites and promises sincerely and wholeheartedly. She takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but she does not coerce the wicked to repent. She knows that some will refuse. To these, she utters these horrifying words of judgment. Because I have called and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. May God have mercy on us, preserve us in temptation, and deliver us from evil, that none of us are ever addressed with these fearsome words. The last word of Lady Wisdom, for now, is this. The simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. With these words, she strongly warns and urges each of us not to be simple, gullible, or complacent, not to dismiss her warnings or ignore her promises. For she continues, "Whoever listens to me will dwell secure. Whoever listens to me will be at ease, without dread of disaster. Fear the Lord, and you need not fear disaster, death, or destruction. Hear the word of the Lord, and you need not be anxious. For the Lord your God is with you, who saves you from all your calamities and your distresses. God, who saves the upright in heart, is your shield. He has said it, and he will do it. Thank God. Amen." The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.